Allegiance, please.
Mr. Hector Bedoya can start with us.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well, good morning, everybody. Thank you for coming. Introductions this morning. This is a normal meeting for the Regional Water Quality Control Board. On my far right is Mr. Greg Giusti from Ukiah, Ms. Kelly Gant from Trinity Center, Mr. Hector Bedoya from Healdsburg, Ms. Valerie Quinto from Petaluma, and I'm David Noren. John Corbett is running a little late this morning, so we'll start. Matt, would you please introduce staff?
Thank you. My name is Matt St. John, Executive Officer. Good morning, everybody. Across from me is Patty Corsi and Evelyn Reynolds, working sound. To my right is Assistant Executive Officer Shinrei Lee. And as I announced in my Executive Officer's written report, today is Shinrei's last board meeting as Assistant Executive Officer and employee of the state of California. So I'm very sad to see Shinrei go, and really honored and appreciate her many years of service. And at our February board meeting, we're gonna invite Shinrei back and give her a formal recognition in the form of a resolution. So thank you, Shinrei. And to Shinrei's right is Mr. Josh Curtis, who's not new to most of you, but Josh is our new Assistant Executive Officer, having started his service November 20th, I believe it was. So he's working side by side with Shinrei now and will be taking over fully as Assistant Executive Officer at the beginning of January. So welcome, Josh. Great to have you. And to Josh's right is Nate Jacobson, our senior staff counsel.
Yeah, and I second, too, by the way, Shinrei. Thank you so much for your time, your effort. We'll roast you properly in February, it sounds like. And Mr. Josh, congratulations to you. Fantastic. All right. Next is ex parte communication disclosure, where board members can disclose then conversations had outside a normal board meeting. Process. I know it's been a while since we've met. Ms. Quinn.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just have one thing to mention, and that is that earlier this week I attended a meeting in this room, actually, with a variety of stakeholders talking about the Russian River, and some of those stakeholders are in the room here. And the reason that I bring it up is that numerous folks in the room from kind of different sides of the aisle, the regulated community and the environmental community, all made reference to the really fantastic work of our staff on various Russian River issues and, you know, the wonderful collaborative and innovative nature of our staff and the actions of this board. And so I just wanted to highlight that and give a little here to Matt and the team.
Fantastic. Other board members? Ms. Gant?
So I attended the Water Quality Board's coordination meeting in Sacramento, and so it was great to meet all the other boards and hear what the different regions have that are their main concerns. And then I also attended the Environmental Justice Summit that was put on by the State Water Board in Sacramento, and that was very enlightening. It's interesting to see the issues of water quality in the state. And that led to a meeting yesterday I had with some staff talking about what is environmental justice in our region and, you know, how we should incorporate that in our work.
Fantastic. Any others? I know it's been a long time since we've met. Since August, we had a regular scheduled meeting in October, which got canceled because of the fire complex. So it's been a while. And I'm sure that there's some things I missed, but I too went to WQCC, not that it's ex parte. There's been quite a lot of conversations around the fire complex, whether it be landfills or waste handling or water quality. certainly. So we'll get to some of that later today. So moving on, my understanding is Mr. Steve Moore is on his way. Matt, do you want to take and give us executive officer information?
At this time, I'm going to introduce a couple of other new staff. At the beginning of item number 10, which is our cannabis program update, Case and Grady and I will introduce a handful of new cannabis program staff. So I'll hold that for later. But for right now, I want to introduce Mr. Michael Huma. Michael is a geologist and has come to us working in our northern timber unit. So we're really glad to have Michael join the team. And also joining the northern non-point source and forestry unit, not in the room, is Devin Jorgensen. Devin is not new to the regional board. She has worked in our stormwater program as well as some other programs for a couple of years and is now done a rotation to be in our timber program. So glad to have Devin taking on this new assignment. We have a couple new staff in our cleanups unit, and here in the room with us is Tom Magny and Paul Nelson. Great to have both of you, and welcome to the Water Board. Thank you. That's it for right now.
Fantastic. All right, and we will come back then to some other pieces of that as you go forward on agenda item 10, as you indicated. Good morning, John. John, before we move on, sorry to rush you here in any way. Get yourself settled, but just about ex parte disclosure before we get off of that. Just wondered if you maybe have had any of that?
Yes, I have. Am I on?
Yep.
Okay. Yes, I met with Gary Reinerson of Green Diamond Timber Company yesterday and discussed regulatory patterns.